Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fourth and final hour here on WEEI Afternoons. I want to thank Lou Merlone for joining us just moments ago.
Love having Lou on the show. He's welcome anytime.
I was a little disappointed we didn't really get angry, Lou.
You know, I thought we would. You just expect everybody to be, decibel 10, just every time, energy.
Yeah.
It's just you're obsessed with energy, man.
How
about just good analysis and strong opinions?
But I think emotions have nuance.
No, I know, but I think there's certain people that are energetic most of the time, and when they're reserved, I wonder why.
Lou, you didn't feel the energy coming through that phone?
Not the usual, Lou.
Ugh. Goodness
I think
gracious.
He was holding it back a little bit. I think he's trying to tiptoe through his emotions and his thoughts.
He does work for the team. He can't, be taking hot, steamy dumps on the team.
That is true.
Yeah, you don't want to do that on the radio. Also, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm not going to say give him a mulligan, but I'm just going to sort of like plug in and understand. He sounded kind of tired.
Yeah.
Like a lot of walking. I watched a lot of his walk and talk videos from Orlando. A lot of negotiations, a lot of rumors, probably a lot of bar meetups. Like, he might just need to go home. He even told us I had to take like 4 showers a day because it feels so gross after all the dude time down there. So just needs to go home, relax, maybe.
He's figuring it out, just like the Red Sox, I think, are going to figure it out. But it is 5:06:13, Stiz, time for the drive.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, let's start there, actually. Lou Merlone is probably trying to figure it out on the fly. He's kind of going through the events of the last 24 hours. He was there for Breslow, heard Breslow talk, which we all know. We've all heard Breslow talk. Sometimes when you hear him talk, you feel less certain about things than when you started listening to him. Do you think the Red Sox are going to figure this out? Is there a path to figuring this out after Schwarber goes to back to Philly and after Alonso goes to Baltimore? Is there a path to figure this out legitimately?
What is figuring it out mean to you?
Figuring it out is
two bats and a number two pitcher?
No, I don't think that's possible.
Everybody's pretty much, and I listened to Lou when he talked about Sonny Gray, everybody's pretty much just given in to the fact that Sonny Gray's the number two.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we can leave that behind. But, I mean, they still – by feeling what you're, I think you're saying is – I think it's Alex Bregman and two more bats. But they're seeing it as Alex Bregman and another bat.
Right.
And that's probably what their goal is from here on in,
I
think is hugely disappointing.
Same. Mm-hmm. And I think – my interpretation, Ted, was like this. I feel like they almost painted a relay race to us. When I was listening to Breslow at various points, it was almost like he viewed
They ran a certain leg of the race. That was last year. They made the wild card. Crochet won the game. And then you came up short against the Yankees. Okay, this team hands it off to 2026, and they're going to kick through the next leg, and like we're picking up where we left off, and we're headed towards the finish line, right? Are they going to get back to that? In our eyes, are we going to be like, okay, you did take the momentum from last year, playoff team, young players, Crochet, and you took the baton, and now you're running forward with it. I feel like right now they've taken a step back, a significant step back, right?
Oh, I would say so. I mean, absolutely. Are you kidding me? Considering what the Blue Jays have already done, you know, that's and the Orioles, both teams in your division. There's just a lot of stuff that's kind of aggravating me that's being said. You know, Pete Abram in his article today said that the Red Sox are just focused on bringing back Alex Bregman. Okay.
That's what they're focused on?
Yeah.
Did you say just? Is the word just?
Sox are focused on bringing back, I shouldn't say solely. Okay. But that is their main focus, though, is Alex Bregman.
See, that's not good.
And then the next line in the article is they would need to be, you know, they could double down by getting Pete Alonso. Well, that's the ship sailed. And if they get Pete Alonso and Bregman, that they're going to have to, that's going to require financial creativity. As if
Jesus.
They can't make it all work. Didn't they trade Devers?
Yeah, they did.
And didn't they clear like $300 million off?
They did.
A lot.
Okay. Is that money? Where'd all that money go that you sent away with Devers? Is that still not available to you? Because they're just making excuses. I am a little bit surprised that they're going to this level of kind of rope-a-doping the fans. Because Breslow, just a couple days ago, Breslow says, he says, we're going to be aggressive and decisive in trying to improve our roster. Really?
Were you aggressive?
What?
Because the reports are you were much less years, much less money in pursuing Pete Alonso. That's is that aggressive cheese. And decisive? Doesn't sound like it.
No. I'd like to say that they misread the market, but they didn't. They knew what the market was because Schwarber said it 2 days before. And so they underbid that much on Pete Alonso. They really didn't want Pete Alonso. And it leads to what I think is the money shot from Lou when he talks about how the Red Sox view bringing in players.
All right, Stiz, let's get, as Ted put it, the money shot on Lou Maloney talking about how the Red Sox view bringing players to Boston.
The Red Sox like these players, but they like them at their price.
That's not how it works.
Who does that sound
Bill
like?
Bill Belichick.
That sounds just like the old Patriots way. Mm-hmm.
And it infuriates me. You don't.
Who's the Tom Brady on the Red Sox that you can just, you know, bring in players because you have this one great player that you don't really need to have all these other great players. You need just that one great player and then guys to fill in. They don't have that.
No, they don't.
That's not this team.
I mean, do you want to talk yourself into Roman Anthony as that player? He's that good that he's going to carry the lineup?
I think more of Ref Snyder than you guys do. But
Oh, Garrett Crochet as your ace. And it's also like in football, the quarterback can change everything.
Correct.
One player in baseball can't change. You need to build a team.
That's right.
Like I heard Jones and Keefe talking about this, and I know we talked about it during the series. The Yankees had 7 guys that hit 20 home runs. I believe you had 2.
2.
And you had none that hit over 25 home runs. You had Trevor Story, who had an aging renaissance career year. Not sure you can count on Trevor Story to have the same year again. I don't know if that's fair to him with his injury history.
Did they have a 30 stolen base player on their team like the Red Sox did?
No. I mean, Trevor Story led our team with,
I don't know, I'm 33? Talking about the Yankees.
You have to steal 3 bases before you could score.
Okay.
If you hit a home run, you automatically score a run. That's how, and sometimes other people score with you because they were on base.
I bet you our team's faster than the Yankees. I bet you run faster.
Bet
than
you
them.
They are.
Yeah.
And I bet you it doesn't matter. The bet you the Yankees beat the Red Sox. And the other thing, Ted, you brought up, did they trade Devers? Yeah, they traded Devers. You know what else they did that I think it's lost in the calculus of this offseason? Bregman came off the books. He was on your books, right? He signed a 3-year, $120 million deal. So if he had not opted out, he's on the books for $40 million, right?
That's correct.
So with him opting out, technically $40 million came off your books.
Correct.
Just like the $30 million came off for Devers. That's $70 million. That's quick math. You know, yep. I was an English major, but I think 40 plus 30 is 70 million.
I think the numbers line up.
So, like, this whole we'll idea that they don't have money or they have to lowball people.
Creative.
Yeah. And that was the report out of Baltimore. This new owner, what did I say, Rubenstein, David, there was no deferred money. He got a legit contract. He got a 5-year, $155 million. We'll pay you every year. You don't have to wait till 2037 to get your money. And you said it, Ted. This does feel like Bill Belichick. And people always used to say, well, market. Ugh. The market sets the market. You don't get to set the market, right? The buyer doesn't set the market.
Bill thinks he sets the market on every position out there. It was amazing to me.
That's like, you know, and people trying to buy houses with money in their pocket think they decide the price. No, no, no. Mm-hmm. There's a person there that's willing to buy, and there's a person over there willing to buy. The market sets the market. But moving forward, Lou just brought up Okamoto, right? Because what did he say? Something about the trends or the numbers or like, do we like that idea of bringing in a guy from Japan who has potential upside, was
that
good.
You've never seen play before?
I feel like we've been burned more times than we've been bolstered by this.
Yoshida, we saw Yoshida in the World Baseball Classic a couple years ago. I was convinced as anyone, this guy's going to be a stud. What a get for the Sox. And he's been a fine complimentary player at best.
At $18 million.
At $18 million, yeah, like at a lot of money. He's tying up a significant piece of the Red Sox salary, and they have tried to divest themselves of him, according to reports, multiple times, and it hasn't worked. He's been, seems like a nice guy, great running form, the occasional clutch hit. He is a financial and baseball disappointment right now for the Red Sox. So therefore, I don't want them taking a chance on someone who doesn't come with Ohtani-level greatness guarantees.
Yeah, that worries me. The importing a guy from Japan worries me. The Marte thing, that's Lou brought up Marte, right? Marte.
Yeah.
We're seeing this whole thing that he's a clubhouse guy. Yeah, he said it's real, and he's a talented guy. Like, I don't want to poo-poo that, but he's older, and it's not free. It's $105 million over the next, Dan Ball, 6 years, 5 years? Yeah. I forget exactly. $20 million a year.
Problem with the Diamondbacks, they want they'd like to have big league ready starting pitching in return for Marte.
Don't want Bayo for Marte?
We're
no.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I mean, I'd consider that.
What about Hunter Dobbins? Can I interest you? He pitched in the big leagues.
Right,
I
mean, shiny Dobbins?
I feel like Harrison Tolley and Early probably fit into that conversation.
Oh, yeah. But I don't...
I mean, but would you consider... Are they big league ready starting pitchers?
I think Early probably has value right now with what he did.
I'm not trading him.
And that's the thing. I don't really want to trade Early. And I don't know if Lou, when he said, like, people in Boston fall in love with their prospects or whatever. I don't know. Once a guy has shown me something a couple times at the big league level... That's a little different to me than this mythical plays in Worcester. What's he going to be? Like, Connelly Early, I think of as a part of this rotation moving forward. Okay. A guy that you leaned on. But if he's in the market.
I mean, he doesn't have a lot of games up to the bigs. That's
he
all.
Doesn't. He doesn't. And I don't know. I'd be disappointed if you unload those guys. 617-779-7937. Let's work in some phone calls here. Let's go to Wayne in Maine. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, guys. You know, I got to say, Ted, thank you for your actual intelligence when it comes to Bill Belichick, because I'm on that train too. Guys, take the logic out of thinking about this, because really when it comes down to the Red Sox, everything they do is illogical. And this reminds me of exactly the P. Diddy documentary and everything that just went out with 50 Cent, because there's lots of lube everywhere on this one. Unfortunately, this year is just down the drain. It's gone. It's over. And last year, because we made it to the playoffs, it just ruined it for this year. And unfortunately, it's what we're going to have to deal with as fans. So thank God we actually have Patriots to watch. Thank God we have Bruins to watch, and thank God we have the Celtics to watch, because the Red Sox are garbage right now.
Thanks for the call, Wayne.
It's interesting. The summer, how fun was last summer?
Awesome.
And they had us by the
absolutely
gonads,
the baseballs.
Yeah? And they had us by the baseballs, and we were already locked in and excited about next year. Okay, we got bounced. The Yankees got us, okay. But, man, just people were ready to see this team take the next step and build on what they did last year. So this is – I mean, these calls are going to be a lot of these types of calls all offseason.
And
I
was just going to say, it's how unfortunate. It's December 10th. It is 2 weeks and a day until Christmas, and you've got people calling in. Sure, it's reactionary. It's hot take-ish. Yeah. Saying, I'm already out on next season.
Yeah, this season.
Yeah.
Where's that old lady? Out. Remember the lady you're ruining my summer? They're ruining my Christmas this year. Like, there people think the season. Now, I think that's a little dramatic. I do think it's early. Yeah. I do think, as I asked Lou, I think they're pivoting toward quantity over quality. Like, we're not going to get the A and the A. It might be BBB level player or whatever those grades are on guys. Yeah. And that doesn't mean that can't work, right?
It's just we won't know the names of the guys. We won't know what they're, it's okay. We got to just see if that works out. So you throw a bunch of names in a hat and see who kind of, wins the job in spring training. And yet that's not going to get people fired up until you're a month in the season and you see these guys and you go, oh, okay, this guy's pretty good. I never heard of him, but I guess they saw something in him.
And it's also not going to get people worked up if you start to sell me on, and I feel like they're starting to do this, the Cora comments on Abreu. Cora having dinner with Christian Campbell. It's almost like they're don't forget, we got these guys. We shouldn't give up on Christian Campbell. We just signed him to an 8-year deal. He could be a tremendous big league. No. Don't try to resell me on the same.
Did you see him in May? Did you see him last May?
Nope. That's like instead of buying new furniture, let's move it around the room and see if the room looks better. No, that's still a crappy couch that has a worn spot from my ass in it. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Joe in Holyoke. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, Joe?
So, I don't know if you guys talked about this at all yet, but Fenway Sports Group, the owner, John Henry.
Yep.
They spent over $450, $450 million in transfers on their soccer team in Liverpool. So I think I can answer the question of where their money went.
All right, thanks for the call, Joe.
Well, they also have their interest in the Pittsburgh Sports Group and the TV network there and the Penguins and all that jazz. I don't want people – it's not about spending money elsewhere in Fenway Sports Group saying we only have this much money allotted. It's the way that they've hired somebody to run things to make it a fiscally sound, profitable establishment as opposed to the way they used to run it, which was damn the torpedoes. We're going to spend what we need to keep up with the evil empire, and we're going to win at all costs. That attitude is gone. It's like set sail. It is had a Viking funeral, sadly, it seems.
Pat's NFL 1 in the Twitch chat says, don't panic. As long as Roman Anthony wins the MVP and Crochet wins the Cy Young, they'll be fine. And there's probably some truth to that. Yeah, it's kind of like what we talked about with the Patriots, right? If Drake May wins the MVP and Mike Vrabel's the coach of the year, then you're going to be a good football team.
Yeah, didn't Garrett Crochet almost win the Cy Young this year?
Yep.
What happened to him?
Beat him for it might go to the Dodgers.
Yeah, so we got that going for
us. So that'll be great.
It's a crazy season.
Do you think if Roman Anthony didn't get injured, do you think the Red Sox would have gotten further than they got? Just the injury? So you think bringing back Roman Anthony, healthy, has a full season of health, that's all they need?
No. I don't think that's all they need. They would have been a better lineup with him playing. He was their best hitter when he got hurt, right? Mm-hmm. He was their best hitter, table setter, top of the lineup. You didn't like Duran and other guys in that spot once Roman Anthony took it over, that kind of thing.
I like him that top spot. Doesn't fix the middle of the order problem.
No, it does not. And again, we always look up, and I know this is mean to those guys. They're professionals. We look up at the lineup on that screen when we're in the studio sometime and like, ooh. Yeah.
The Red Sox suck. That was a long time ago.
They suck more now than when you said that. That was a long time ago.
They must be. See, to me, this doesn't give the kids, and that's the youth movement, if you will, Abreu, Marcelo Meyer, Roman Anthony, the chance to like continue to just like not ease their way in. They're basically saying like, well, guys, we're not going to spend crazy money on a bunch of big boppers and mashers, so... it's up to you. Go get him.
Oh, 100%. If they don't bring back Bregman at the very least, it's on Roman Anthony, Willier Abreu, Rafaela, Marcelo Meyer. They're expecting those guys to be the core of this lineup. 617-779-7937. Let's go to John in the car. What's up, John?
Hey, what's up, guys? So, you know, my biggest problem with what's happening with the Red Sox is the fact that Breslow is basically a liar. He goes out and has these press conferences and tells everybody what they're going to be focusing on and what they want to bring in and what they're going to do, and they need to develop a power-hitting bat somehow, some way. And then they do nothing. They'd be better off not saying anything and just let free agency work itself out.
John brings up a good point.
Thanks. I mean,
words, Bresbot. He went out and said very plainly,
yep,
very succinctly,
yep,
exactly what he was going to do and what they wanted to do, and did
not
the
do
opposite. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I was surprised that he kind of laid it out as clear as he did. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, we're all going to hold you to that.
Yep.
And John just did, too. I just was shocked that Breslow, just a couple days ago, was so clear in what they were going to do this free agent.
Just wanted
period.
To ask you, Ted, how 6 to midnight is your Pesky's poll when Breslow's message to Red Sox fans after Pete Alonso signs with the Orioles, according to the Boston Globe, is, quote, "We're going to head back to Boston and continue to work," end quote.
Yeah,
yeah,
we're storming the streets. Wee. We're going streaking. I feel the confidence in him. Yes, Dan Ball.
I've also argued that if the organization was just honest the last 5 years, we wouldn't be as upset. I mean, we'd certainly be disappointed that they weren't spending, but we've been seemingly fibbed to or led in the wrong direction since 2021. When Heim Bloom got hired, just say, hey, we're taking a couple years to step back, restock the cupboards, reset our payroll. We wouldn't have liked it, but we at least would have understood the direction where they were going. This is now four years worth of seemingly an organizational philosophy of just put it out there. They'll be excited. They'll buy our tickets. How sad is that?
Heim Bloom, just our biggest acquisition came from Heim Bloom. Think about that.
Yeah.
Sonny Gray from the Cardinals.
Yeah, he helped us out. Maybe. We'll find out.
Really?
I don't know. Great question. We'll continue to break this down. The Red Sox, what are they doing? What do you want them to do? We see your phone calls lining up, Dave and John, 617-779-7937. We're just going to misery loves company, so we got lots of company tonight here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.